Here is a marine food web illustrating the major trophic relationships that lead to an adult herring. Marine communities are seldom simple, straight-lined food chains. Rather, they're complex food webs, which are more realistic of energy and nutrient paths through living portions of ecosystems, as members feed on one another. Food webs may be grazing webs based on autotrophs, herbivores, and consuming predators, or parallel detritus food webs based on dead bodies and waste from grazing food webs. With few exceptions, the first trophic level of marine food webs is microscopic phytoplankton, which requires small marine herbivores to graze on microscopic autotrophs, and larger marine animals, who are carnivores, that occupy higher trophic levels. Class, can you think of one example of a large marine animal that is not a carnivore? Answer: a manatee is an herbivore. Our next discussion point is to compare a land-based food pyramid with a marine-based pyramid. Plants of most terrestrial ecosystems are quite large. As a result, most large terrestrial animals are herbivores, and fourth trophic level animals are extremely rare on land. Using this schematic, which outlines the major trophic relationships of the pelagic members of a typical temperate marine community that leads, again, to an adult herring fish, can you identify what members are missing from this oversimplification? Answer: predators competing with herring for food and parallel detritus food webs.